Hello.
Hey, Margaret Forrest, how are you?
Are you?
I'm good, thank you. Hey, a lady named Emily called me and said that she's your realtor. Is that true?
Yes, I just talked to her and everything.
No. Did you sign any paperwork?
No, not yet.
She told me that you signed paperwork and you're in a listing agreement with her, so is she lying to me?
No, we talked about it, but I have not signed anything yet.
She said that you signed paperwork, so she's lying to me.
No, I have not signed anything with her yet, but we did agree on everything.
What did you agree on?
On her representing me.
What did you agree on? I mean, for her to represent you, how much are you going to pay her?
That I don't think it's any of your business.
Well, I mean, what I'm saying is, I mean, if you've agreed to terms, I'm just asking because she wants to write an own agreement now, but I asked her several times if you signed paperwork with her, and she said yes, she signed a listing agreement with you. And I told her, well, by law in the state of Virginia, that if you've signed paperwork, she has to have it listed on the MLS within 3 days. And she said, you signed an agreement saying that you opt out of the listing until a specified time. So I'm just
Wait,
trying
I
to
told her I
understand
did.
because
Yeah,
I just got called by
I
a
did not.
stranger.
I did not. I told her I do not want to list it right now because I have an offer, from you.
Well,
And
I
I'm
mean,
just,
she's,
I'm.
but she's lying to me. She's not being honest with me. Unless you've signed paperwork and you're just not, I mean,
No.
if you sign paperwork, then that's fine. And then I legally have to go through her. But if you haven't signed paperwork, then it's just a transaction between you and me. I just don't understand. I'm trying to
Yeah,
understand what's happening.
I have not because I just met with her today. We
Okay.
were not in her office to sign paperwork. We did a verbal agreement.
Okay. Well, she's trying to, screw up the deal here. So, I don't know where to go, Margaret. I mean, I thought it was just going to be a simple transaction between you and I that we would just get this done. And, realtors, they come in and they just, complicate everything. There was no reason. We were using the same attorney, Point Extra Hills office, John Hill. Everything was, transparent.
Yeah,
Mean, what did I
now,
do that you didn't trust? I mean, I just don't understand.
I just, because I've never done any of this before. This was my first time doing anything like this. And I am trying to get other people's opinions, whether,
But
maybe I
she's
could
but
get
what she did was
more.
trap you. What she did was trap you into a deal now that you have to work with her. It's just frustrating that realtors do that. I mean, we spoke about that yesterday, how they're going to lock you into an agreement at, any price. I told you that yesterday, to be aware of that. So, okay. But you did, so you didn't, just one more time, just so I can hear it completely. You did not sign any paperwork with this
No,
lady.
I did not sign
Okay.
anything.
Okay.
And now let me ask you too, with us going through Poindexter, you're paying what I would have to pay him to do all of this.
Yeah, that's what I told you yesterday. And
Okay.
that's exactly what the paperwork says.
Okay.
But
Now, could you, because I'm was trying to print it all out so I could actually sit down and read it because I've got it just on my phone. And somehow I screwed it up. I lost it. Could you resend that to me so I can print it out to sit down and read it?
So okay. I'm fine with that, but I mean, if you sign my agreement and you're in a listing agreement with somebody else, then, you're in a breach of contract and she can sue you. That's why I'm really trying to like get clarity here.
Yeah, I understand, and but
You understand if you can be sued by Emily if you sign my agreement and you've already signed something with her.
right. I have not legally
Okay.
signed anything with her.
Okay. All right. I'll send you the paperwork again this afternoon, but I just need you to understand that there's legal consequences when you start dealing with realtors, and they'll come
Yeah.
after you for their money hard,
Right.
big time. I tried to explain
Right.
it to you yesterday. I guess I didn't do a good enough job.
Yeah, because see, this is the first time I'm have been involved in anything like this.
And that's why I tried to tell you got to be careful who you trust.
Yeah.
And I told you that yesterday. You gotta be careful. And now this, okay, Emily person straight out lying to me. I asked her 3 times if she was in a listing agreement with you. She said yes. I said, you have a signed listing agreement. She goes, yes. I said, okay.
Okay, I'm going to call her.
All right. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye bye.
Thanks. Bye.